lot of fun.
What are the happy memories? The ones that, where you transcended the protocol, where it didn't make any difference? Would Cuba be one, or Castro?
Oh, yes. We had a lovely time in Cuba. It was wonderful.
Let's talk about some of the people that you had your paths crossed with. For example. Can I get a number? Can I get a number?
Kissing and biting, fucking and fighting. She wants to see a cocky mounting, she a riding, pulling me inside. So I pull up, but naked under my covers.
With the lights out,
baby, I'm starting to wonder. Girl, I'ma have to keep it 100. Can I get you a towel, wipe you down before you go? Please, can I get your number?
Can I get your number, girl? Can I get your number, girl? Can I get your number, girl?
Don't listen to the picture.
See, I want your number, girl. Can I get your number, girl? Can I get your number, girl? Hello.
Oh, what a charmer. And you know why he's in power. He has got charisma coming out his ears. What a charmer.
This country is a country of openness, of respect, of compassion, of the rule of law, of the rights of the individuals, of freedom. Freedom from fear, freedom from crime, freedom to love who you want and not be judged for it, freedom to do what you want with your body.
You know what?
Our recommendation, if governments want to have more control over online speech, is to pass laws to have that be very cleanly and clearly defined such that we can implement it. There are times that we see the laws being implemented or being suggested that they're not necessarily clean or possible for us to cleanly interpret them. And we've also seen sometimes there's laws passed just for the internet as opposed to for all speech. And I do think that's a dangerous area when we start to get in and say, oh, sure, you could say something like this in a magazine or on TV, but you can't say it on the internet.
Yeah, I mean, I was just aghast this weekend that, you know, there's a bouncy castle and there's a hot tub. David, I wanted to go up there and poke that hot tub myself and let the water flow out of it and unplug that damn bouncy castle, because it's just a symbol of the frustration that's gone on for 19 days in the Capitol. So, yes, we are making changes to do everything that we can do to end this illegal occupation of our city.
All right, lady, whatever you say. Welcome, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hendrick here, Red Eyes TV. Do appreciate you joining us. With you joining us live later on in the Archives Lost to talk about today regarding the situation in Canada, of course. If you want to join us today, interpretstream.live/RedEyesTV or over on odyssey.com. That's also open. Do a /@RedEyesTV and /live. You get straight to the live page. Otherwise, yeah, we should dive into it. Lots to discuss. Kind of, it's could go either way here today when it comes to overall here within the next 24 to 48 hours, are the truckers going to back down? They're being handed notices right now. We'll look at that in a moment. The Ottawa police chief, Peter Slowly, we talked about his connections to the World Economic Forum and all these crazy things, right? He was part of a group that third hand party between Pfizer and the Canadian government, right? Basically making money on the vaccination program. He ended up resigning here. Was it yesterday or something, right? So things are happening. Things are shaking. We're also going to look a bit later in the show on exotic weaponry or long-range acoustic devices being used in Australia against the protesters. The peaceful protesters showed up in Canberra, the capital of Australia. So we'll look at that later. Crazy shit. They're wheeling out this, you know, just exotic weaponry now. And that's why I think they're overstepping their boundaries so much regarding, at least optically, how it looks. Because I think they think they have this in the bag, right? Technology-wise, we can just implement certain things and that'll deal with this problem. Kind of in the same way that they're dealing with this now when it comes to the finances in Canada, right? They're literally just freezing people's bank accounts right now. And there's some video there already coming out. We'll look at that in a moment, too. Sorry, you can't use that card because you have bad opinions, you see? All right. Let's start with this. We showed a little clip there at the beginning of Margaret Trudeau. Again, not my favorite music choice in that, but obviously it's to make fun of the whole thing, make a point. Margaret Trudeau, Justin's mom there, Justin's mother, right? Apparently, now, it was up for Twitter about an hour, I believe. It says that in this post that, anyway, the tweet was removed within 1 hour of being posted, but she said, "This name-calling and hateful language has gone too far. Leave Justin alone." I don't know if it's true. I wouldn't be surprised if it is, but it could be a spoof too. But yeah, she has. There's something there with Fidel, though. It's definitely there is something to the likeness of it, right? We in fact, why don't we do this? Let's play another video that someone made of this too. The comparisons a little bit, some of the absolute subversive commie shit that this guy has been pushing. Talking about Justin now, but right, but look at this here.
Is there anything you've learned from the experiences that both your parents have gone through?
Mm-hmm. Nothing I should talk about on camera, I think.
Ah, the politician already. Mm. No.
Never. Never.
Never.
Never. I'm gonna be a teacher.
I don't like politics. I don't like the personal cost. Having a family for me, having kids, you know, is one of the absolute priorities and will be the center of my...
Some of those recommendations included things that the government could change now. For instance, the differential age of consent when it comes to anal sex versus vaginal sex. Is that something that the government...
Yeah, that's something that we're very much looking forward to moving on in short order.
Huge priority, folks. Gotta get that anal sex in. And what's this? What could this be? Puzzle. What in the world is going on right here?
I thought that was all.
Justin
built.
Trudeau reviews New York City sex museum.
An amazing feeling. It hits you.
This country is a country of openness, of respect, of compassion, of the rule of law.
Admiration I actually have for China.
Of course you do.
Because they're basic dictatorship is allowing them,
regardless of the fact that we are attacking your fundamental rights or limiting your fundamental rights, and the charter says that wrong, we're still going to go ahead and do it. It's basically a loophole that allows a majority to override fundamental rights of a minority.
We're all very worried about family and friends. I know that's the reality for many of you. Let me remind you, Canada will always be there to defend the right of peaceful protest.
Of course.
We believe in the importance of dialogue, and that's why...
Individuals are trying to blockade our economy, our democracy, and our fellow citizens' daily lives. It has to stop.
The federal government has invoked the Emergencies Act.
We're still going to go ahead and do with it. It's basically a loophole.
The Emergencies Act to supplement provincial and territorial capacity to address the blockades and occupations.
Prime Minister, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, friends. As you know, the theme of this annual meeting is mastering the fourth industrial revolution. I couldn't imagine anybody who could represent more the world which will come out of this fourth industrial revolution. It certainly will be a world, hopefully, not certainly, hopefully, if we take the right decisions, which will be a diverse world characterized by plurality. It will be a world which will combine significant investments into the future, into our soft and hard infrastructure, with fostering entrepreneurial activity, at the same time social responsibility. It will be a young world. It will be a digital world. Now, who could represent such a world better than you, Prime Minister?
Than Justin Trudeau.
We are very glad.
That's right.
So at the beginning of this meeting, you are talking to us to represent also a new, open Canada. I want to use this opportunity also to thank our Canadian constituency, which always has been a very loyal, very much engaged constituency here at CEFO. But now, I think with you, together with our constituents, Prime Minister, we can make sure that in the future, we strengthen the cooperation even more with your country. Prime Minister, we are very much looking forward to listen to you, and actually the discussion will be moderated by my friend Farid. So we will have some exciting, interesting moments. Thank you.
You are not working for Canada. You are working for your globalist partners. I wonder how much they're paying you to betray Canada. What do we do with traitors in Canada, Mr. Trudeau? We used to hang them for treason. And you're doing that very same thing to us now.
All right, there we go. Thank you for that. Good stuff. So, you saw Klaus Schwab there, right? And Pepe's grandma there, by the way, too. That's crazy, right? But this one, actually, I've been surfacing here. I guess Klaus Anal Schwab had a little photo session here, or a video interview, and it turns out he has a little statuette of Lenin in the back of his bookshelf right there. Can you imagine my shock? Who could have known that this was the direction these people were taking us? I can't believe it. Unbelievable. Schwab's admiration for Lenin. I can verify that this photo is going around of Schwab with a statue of Lenin on his bookshelf is genuine. He really does have that in his office. All right, so there you go. Big surprise, right? So did you catch that little in the little clip show there? I think it was BS News from Telegram doing that. It's a good job on that. Listen again to that, because that's important. Which country do you admire most, Justin? Please, pray do tell.
Even with Sun TV watching for any slip, he was asked which country he most admired and referred to China.
There's a level of admiration I actually have for China. Because their basic dictatorship is allowing them to actually turn their economy around on a dime and say, we need to go green as fastest. We need to start investing in solar. I mean, there is a flexibility that I know Stephen Harper must dream about of having a dictatorship that he could do everything he wanted that I find quite interesting.
Yeah, you catch that? A basic dictatorship. That's why, because we got to go green. We got to go solar. We got to bring in the green revolution, right? The green great reset. We got to bring that about it. If we could just have a dictatorship, we could just do what we want. It would be really easy. None of these protests, none of these like people saying no or wanting other things. What we want is best for everybody at the end. So just let us help you take care of you and let us save you. And this is really the best thing. He was actually cornered on this here just the other day. I guess it was in reference directed to this clip that was referencing regarding his love for this basic dictatorship, basic bitch dictatorship. Listen to this.
The Honorable Leader of the Opposition.
The Prime Minister calls people he disagrees with racist, misogynist. He spent the last month wedging, dividing, stigmatizing, and traumatizing Canadians. I understand the Prime Minister admires basic dictatorships, but let's remind the Prime Minister this is Canada. This is not a dictatorship. The Prime Minister is actually pouring gasoline on embers. Isn't it true the Prime Minister is doing this for one reason and one reason alone? It's to save his own political career.
This will definitely not save it, though. I'm not sure I agree with that. He's digging a political grave for himself right now.
Simply can't have it both ways. They spent weeks complaining that we weren't doing enough to restore order in this country, and now when we move forward to give people the tools they need.
I'm going to have to interrupt the right honorable prime minister. I've been getting emails from people.
Okay, let me see what's going on here. Gotta play this right. Let's try that again.
Who are watching us at home, and they're pretty ashamed of their parliament.
All right, is that how it's going to be? All right. Anyway, the point there is she's cornering him on the dictatorship comment, right? But this will definitely not benefit him in any kind of capacity. It is incredible, though, that, you know, and really the last video we uploaded, if you haven't seen that yet, check that out, because that really kind of nails this thing down once and forever. It's a segment from the latest Weekend Warrior show. It's a longer segment, but it was showing the initial steps here of what they're doing now when, declaring martial law, right, in Canada. This video right here, check this out, just tyrant on the thumbnail. Because right at the very end there, we try to emphasize this point of like the BLM protest. Now, they had those in Canada too. It's completely not, you know, off the, it's not completely off the reservation here. to say that what happened in the U.S. didn't happen anywhere else, right? I mean, there were BLM protests in Sweden, for Christ's sake. BLM protest in it. The U.K., he turned violent there too, right? Canada had it. He was even going down on his knees there, right? But so just to make that point that it's like he literally did nothing. He did nothing. He didn't talk with these people. He didn't engage with them. He didn't negotiate with them. He didn't come out and approach the so-called leadership of the Freedom Convoy of the truckers and anything like that, right? Churches have, in fact, been burnt down in Canada. What, one after another, which all was, I meant to cover that at the time, but that was all based on this bullshit lie, most the anger directed at churches in Canada, mostly. Because this bullshit lie that these Catholic churches had just murdered a bunch of native children, right? I actually had a couple of articles of that up, and I just closed them before the stream because I thought I wouldn't talk about it. But the Spectator had it. There's even some Swedish alternative papers talking about it. Like it was all frauds. There's no archaeological record after this, and this has been exposed, right? But the point is, in what he did immediately, the first step, in other words, was to grant the globalist politicians in Canada martial law type powers, right? This emergency act. World War I, World War II, then they had a crisis back in the 70s, and I'm not completely clued in on all the details of that, but either three of these events are absolutely not comparable to the people out in Canada having a good time peacefully protesting, right? So immediately he went to that. That's the first thing he did. And he said, it shouldn't be the first thing you do. It shouldn't be the second thing, not even the third thing you do. And then yet this is the first thing he did actually do. Even China, for fuck's sake, came out and pointed out the blatant hypocrisy here. Even China, his love for China, right? Hong Kong cannot invoke national security law against violent petrol bomb-throwing mobs, but Canada's Trudeau can invoke emergency powers to crack down on peaceful pro-freedom protests. What's the logic? Check that out. That's, I guess, from the China state affiliate media there. But that's basically the government there. It's kind of like how CBC is, I guess. That's basically the government, right? SVT in Sweden, all these government-funded news sources, they're hand in glove with the state, with the government, with the left-wing governments, right? All over the West. So there you go. So in the wake of this, we had the Canadian Civil Liberties Association coming out as well. The federal government has not met the threshold necessary to invoke the Emergencies Act. This law creates a high and clear standard for good reason. The act allows government to bypass ordinary democratic processes. This standard has not been met. The Emergencies Act can only be invoked when a situation seriously threatens the ability of the government of Canada to preserve the sovereignty, security, and territorial integrity of Canada. And when the situation cannot be effectively dealt with under any other law of Canada. And we show that in the latest video, too, that I just showed you here in this one. Like, the militarized police presence in Windsor alone, where they did away with the protest close to the Ambassador Bridge going over to the Michigan side, Detroit side in the U.S., that's like that. He said this will not bring out the military. The police is already militarized. What more do they need? I mean, we understand now that now it's okay. It was about bank accounts and freezing people's banking, doing basically whatever the hell you want with having no checks and boundaries to the things that you can wheel out to crush your political enemies. Right? That's what it's about. Governments regularly deal with difficult situations and do so using powers granted to them by democratically elected representatives. Emergency legislation should not be normalized. It threatens our democracy and our civil liberties. I mean, it's good. We'll take it. Good for them for at least speaking out. It's even so bad that the New York Times editorial board has taken a stance in support of Canadian truckers' right to protest, saying that peaceful demonstrations are a vital part of democracy. I don't know. This can't bode well. What's going on here? Even Justin Trudeau is too far left, according to the New York Times. Are they saving face? What are they doing? I'm sure this is behind a paywall by now, but there's the New York Times. As you can see for yourself, the Ottawa truck protests are a test of democracy. Yeah. I don't know. You can never, ever trust the New York Times, but you're in pretty shitty, thin ice. When even they won't stand up for you. In fact, and one of the reasons why I'm saying that is because of this press conference, and the New York Times was there, and in fact they asked so many dumb questions that they end up walking out, I think. Now, the guy on the far right of the picture there he's an ex-RCMP sniper. He was a video circulating around recently where he kind of put out a warning, but he's urging a lot of people to come to Ottawa in the wake of this. Trudeau's former sniper, Corporal Daniel Bulford, I think, calls on more Canadians to come to the capital, which will help prevent violent police enforcement. He says the emergency order does not apply to peaceful protest. That's right. Legally, it does not, right? Here's what happened. New York Times and Global News, Global Homo News, started asking extreme... let's try that again. Started asking extremely belligerent, thank you, questions. The convoy organizers just stood up and left. No fake news allowed. Good for them.
Thank you guys for your service.
Are you concerned about children being here, sir?
Are you worried about your kids falling, Sister Bolger? To comply or to...
Are you worried about... Maybe you should worry about groomers in school? And like pedophiles teaching four-year-olds to suck dick, maybe that's something you should be worried about, as opposed to truckers or families going out in Ottawa and having a good time with the bouncy castles. Maybe that's a thing, right? But again, so sure, I get it. It's disconnected. This is the New York Times editorial board versus journalists from the New York Times. But this is, in fact, they should never have invited them to begin with. Don't even talk to these people. Don't even grant them anything. They don't deserve it, right? But anyway, they tried to, right? That's what they've been trying to do. But, you know, so again, media, this is another source here. This has been circulating now regarding the situation in Coots. And again, we covered that also in the latest video we did, the segment we did an excerpt from Weekend Warrior. Regarding this gay op in Coots, right? This photo that you can see on screen was released. And basically now they're saying that, 13 individuals, I believe, they claim have been arrested. Look at a clip in a moment here. Several individuals at Coots have strong ties to a far-right extreme organization, with leaders who are in Ottawa, Minister of Public Safety Marco Mendocino said Wednesday, without providing evidence of the claim. So that's you know, the RCMP Alberta did a press conference. I played that clip as well. They said, well, a second group came in later on in Coots, and then we also found this stash of weapons. And oh, also someone had made death threats against one of our officers. And then the journalist asked, well, what's your evidence of this? They're saying in Ottawa that there's no proof of this. Well, we're not going to argue about the facts. We say so, and we can just present the facts, and you have to trust us, basically. We're just saying that, right? So
in Alberta,
who was this? Who's this organization they're talking about? Who's this group, right? Well, here's Global Homo News here laying this out for us. Weapons seizure charges laid at Coots border crossing protest brings end to blockade, right? So this is, they use these events, false flag, gay ops, sting operations, entrapments. If you don't have the proof, just fake it or make it or charge, or just charge somebody. Just make it up and charge somebody for it, and then we'll deal with it later. Maybe the charges will be dropped later, you know. Anyway, look at this video here to get an idea of how they're spinning this. And then they're using this as the engine to shut down legitimate peaceful protest, right? Well, we had to do something. The terrorists would take over. They're trying to take over the country and just, you know, take down the government. We have to defend ourselves against this. It's the, you know, January 6th argument all over again. They're insurrectionists. Like that lady said, she's so frustrated and angry with these protests. So I felt like going down and poking holes, letting out the air in the bouncy castles and poking holes in their pools that they brought with them, right? Anyway, check this out here.
In Alberta, the blockade at the Coots border crossing is over. The protesters packed up and left this morning, one day after police made a series of arrests and seized a cache of weapons and ammunition. Heather Yurick's West has been covering this story.
Seized a cache of weapons and where? Where? In someone's house, at a place where the police had laid them out in the way that you saw in the photo? Is that what happened? Look at this. We seized these weapons. Okay, well, who had them? Can we get some details here, please?
Since it began. Heather.
Donna, after 18 days, it's over. And protesters say it was the discovery of weapons here that brought this blockade to an end.
They should never have left. They should have. What do you mean? It has nothing to do with us. There's like, well, look at this. Here's weapons over here. All right. Okay. That's it. We're out. Okay. Thank you. I don't know. I mean, look, they were arrested. They started to arrest people. They even had one guy who jumped in a tractor and drove away or something. And they claimed that he tried to run over an officer. Oh, like there was 3-4 weird things that happened. And then eventually, like, this led to them giving up.
They left town just after breakfast. A long line of tractors, trailers, and trucks.
It's too bad that we have to leave, but it was everybody did really their best and to get freedom for everybody in Canada, and it breaks our heart.
They'd vowed to go on blocking the border crossing until all COVID restrictions were lifted, but protest organizers say this changed things. A cache of weapons, including long guns, handguns, and body armor.
These weapons were brought by people who had the intent on causing harm.
13 people.
Prove it. And how do you know that?
Were arrested. Most now face charges of mischief and weapons possession. 3 have also been...
Mischief and weapons possession? Okay, well, were they illegally obtained? Did they have the guns illegally? this is clearly outside, as you can see. It's up on a car behind it. The photo is from a car right there. See behind this in this first photo there? That's a car. That's outside somewhere. And they just folded out a table and put shit on there and took a photo of it. It's like, okay, what does this prove? Did a cop get killed by somebody who said, I'm with a movement, I'm going to kill people, let's take over? No, of course not. No, that's not. No, just look at these weapons.
We're arrested.
That's it. It's over.
Most now face charges of mischief and weapons possession. Three have also been charged with conspiracy to commit murder.
Our message that's has insane. Been one of peace, peaceful protest, and to keep that message strong, we felt the best decision was to move out.
Well, if you didn't do it, and if people that were there didn't do it, you shouldn't have done it. It's not you. Anything. There's tons of shit happening in the world, and if you're not responsible for it, you can just keep on doing what you're doing, okay?
As protesters left Coots at a second protest camp near Milk River, police took names and collected information. Still under investigation, who brought the weapons to Coots, and what was their intent? The Canadian Anti-Hate Network says
so here, what? So here's the thing, right? Here's this is the segment right here. So wait a minute. So you're saying they've charged three for conspiring to murder somebody, right? And you've 13 in total, then, I assume, of mischief. But you're still investigating who brought the weapons? You don't know who did, you have no idea who did that? And if it's tied to the people you arrested then?
Under investigation, who brought the weapons to collected information? Still under investigation, who brought the weapons to Coots, and what was their intent?
And again, so where was this? Was it in a car, right? For a while I heard, no, this is a farm close to Coots, or like in that area, where they confiscated these weapons and they made it up and they claimed that it was part of the protest just because it was in proximity to where the protests were taking place. Now, I don't know if that's true, but I'm saying when you don't provide any evidence and proof and back it up and show, demonstrate what happened and who did this and so forth, all you're down to is speculation, right? But oh no, that's a conspiracy. You have to believe the authorities. They always tell the truth. They have no incentive whatsoever to make shit up. And look at this. Who do they go to? They go to a government-funded Antifa network to get the skinny on, well, also, we have these other guys over here who we don't like and we disagree with. So we want to try to smear them as much as possible and tie them to this event. Right? Listen to what they say. The Canadian Anti-Hate Network. Listen to what they're saying here.
The Canadian Anti-Hate Network says one set of body armor seized by police displays the logo of a group suspected of promoting hate and violence.
We recognized immediately that the patches.
Wait, who's that? Who's that in bottom? Who's that in bottom right there? Who's what's going on right here? Is this what they're covering there on the anti-Canadian hate? The anti-hate Canadian network, whatever. Is this what we're getting? We're getting literally an Antifa gay op dummy spoof segment here on Global Homo News. This is incredible stuff here. Let me just close this thing here. All right, let's continue. This will be great. This will be a solid argument here, folks.
We recognized immediately that the patches were the flag of a network called Diaglon. Basically, they're like a neo-fascist accelerationist militia.
There you go. Hey, they're okay. I mean, I'm not going to. I saw Jeremy did a video, but Raging Dissident. He did a video about this, I think, yesterday or 2 days ago or something. He tells the story of what the Diaglon is, and it's like a pretend nation. It's like all made up for fun and stuff. I guess they pivoted towards that as opposed to the Plaid Army. Maybe the army part of that is that's dangerous now. You can't have that in a name or whatever. But yeah, so go to Antifa and ask them who they don't like and who they would like to, well, not only censored, whose lives they would like to have destroyed, right? Because they're building community, they're having fun, they're getting information out there, they're doing good things, they're helping out, they're one segment of everything that we're seeing, of course, in Canada. It's not only because of them, but they're a large part of it. They're helping to, bring people there, good vibes and all that kind of stuff, right? They're monitoring this and watching this and streaming about this event and so forth, the peaceful protests, right? So of course, you have to smear them and try to take them down. Why waste any crisis? Why let a good crisis go to waste, as they say, right?
We're the flag of a network called Diaglon. Basically, they're like a neo-fascist acceleration.
Yeah, they want to take over. They want to destroy the government. So basically, anybody can either make or purchase those little tags. What we're talking about is one little thing. Look here. This is what they're talking about right here. Those two on one of the vests. If that's even what it is, that could literally be even Photoshop. I'm sure it's not. I'm sure it's on there, right? But that settles it. That's it then. Good to go. Arrest them all. Put them in jail right now. Right. So we don't know who did this, who had these weapons. There's so many unanswered questions, right? And there could be people that are like 100% framed here, and there might not be any evidence for it, right? So there were, let's see if she continues and talks about this here, right? But was it 5,000 Canadian dollars in bail?
Work says one set of body armor seized by police displays the logo of a group suspected of promoting hate and violence.
No.
We recognized immediately that the patches were the flag of a network called Diaglon. Basically,
this woman can't even show her face for video. Is that this what we're getting? We're getting some shitty like voice recording that they're sending to Global Homo News. Is that it?
They're like a neo-fascist accelerationist militia.
LS are Red Nationists. Militia. They're a militia now, guys. Watch out! Here's the militia. They're gonna take over. Take out Justin.
Before noon Tuesday, the Canadian Border Services Agency confirmed the Coutts border crossing had reopened to cross-border traffic, a relief to many industries who move tens of millions of dollars worth of goods through here every day. Donna?
Heather? All right, shut up, Donna. All right, so yeah, so I mean, this means what? Okay, so we'll see, you know, names, what's the evidence, right? 5,000 Canadian dollars in bail, that's not very much, at least for the three that's like committing conspiracy to murdering a police officer, if that's what it is. We don't even know who supposedly was targeted, right? Were targeted, right? Valet over on Entropy Streams says, they stayed too long and gay ops were executed. The blockades have have served their purpose. The next thing is to do a mass civil disobedience. They can't be everywhere at once, but we can. Let's be smart about this. Yeah, so I've seen that as they are broken up in one area, they go to a new area, right? Now they're also calling for more people to come to Ottawa, and I hope that that's what happens next. You have to show these tyrannical maniacs and lunatics in charge of how they're overstepping their boundaries, right? Can't back down, can't be afraid. Be peaceful, continue to, you know, don't resist arrest or like, you know, or you can just lay down or whatever, stand there, don't do anything, you know what I mean? Be quiet, just stand there and like in the thousands, right? That's what's necessary here. But this is so dumb. Yeah, thank you, Valet, for that. I appreciate that. So this is how it looked. I think that's, I want to show this too before we show a video here. Bringing children to the anti-government blockades that have paralyzed downtown Ottawa and closed border crossings is among the actions that could cost protesters $5,000 in a fine, right? Or 5 years in prison. 5 years in prison. Why do you think they're doing this, right? Well, it's for the very same reason of what that congresswoman, city council, Ottawa City Councilwoman said. Listen to that again. Because this, for them, is bad optics. They need the kids out of there so they can really start fucking people up. That's what I think it is. Listen to this again here.
I mean, I was just aghast this weekend that, you know, there's a bouncy castle and there's a hot tub.
Oh my God, holy shit, the bouncy castles.
David, I wanted to go up there and poke that hot tub myself and let the water flow out of it and unplug that damn bouncy castle because it's just a symbol of the frustration that's gone on for 19 days in the Capitol. So yes, we are making changes to do everything that we can do to end this illegal occupation of our city.
Let me pause there. That was let me go over to the image there again, or the tweet rather. This one here, right? Illegal occupation of our city. 5 years in prison for bringing kids, right? Again, this is to scare the living shit out of parents and stuff, who again having a good time. No one's getting hurt, contrary to the bullshit media reports. look, there's not neo-Nazis running around everybody, killing minorities, murdering people, shooting people, threatening people. It's just not true. It's just not happening, right? Plenty of cameras and live streams on the ground. And again, the only violence that we've seen is from the leftists who have been slashing tires, have been attacking people. It was a little girl that was attacked the other day. I haven't covered that yet, but that's some of the stuff that we've seen, right? So they want the kids out of there because it would look fucking horrible for them when they start moving in there, you know, later tonight or tomorrow, whenever they're actually going to start attempting to break things up in Ottawa, right? So they have to have the kids out of there by then because that will not look good. So here's how it looks. I think this is from last night. Look at this here. This is your terrorists here. Yeah, there you go, right? So that's your, there's no bouncy castles directly in this shot here, but, you know, just around the corner, you have some minions, bouncy castles, real dangerous stuff. So they got to get them out of the way. But so I hope that these people won't be terrorized into submission by their tyrannical terrorist governments, but I'm sure they will. I think also, by the way, the truckers, since they put that injunction against honking, I think they have resorted to just revving up their engines on occasion, which is a good tactic. Try to work around it as much as possible. But so, yes, what has happened here is that Ottawa police are beginning to serve notices right now to all demonstrators, instructing them to leave now or face charges. Video.
The Ottawa police, one side English, one side French. Just have a read over that. It explains a bunch of things, okay?
Alrighty. How's it going, guys? And yeah, thank you very much. We appreciate you. And have a great day.
You take care.
Is that a defiance? We're hearing honking despite injunctions? Good, good if so. Great.
Okay, you received this notice today. It's from, you say, it's from Ottawa Police Service. Writing says you must leave the area now. Are you going to leave anytime soon?
No, not yet, because I receive a lot of love from Canadians while I stay here. And
you received more letters of love from Canadians.
Yes, yes. From Canadians. A lot of love and a lot of hope from the Canadian around
Canada. Yeah, so here's the notice here. You must leave the area now. Anyone blocking the streets or assisting others in the blocking of streets are committing a criminal offense. You may be arrested. You must immediately cease further unlawful activity or you will face charges. If you are arrested, you may be released on bail depending on factors contained in part, 16, I think it is, of the criminal code. The people of Ottawa are being denied the lawful use, enjoyment, and operation of their property, and you are causing businesses to close. Wait a minute, who was... let me see here. Who was causing businesses to close? Again, I'm not sure what that was all about, but what are you going to do? That is mischief under the criminal code. Charges and or convictions related to unlawful activity associated with the demonstration may lead to denial in crossing the U.S. border. And that's already happened, by the way. There's media companies being denied entry into Canada, American ones. I think I saw even the, what's his name again? The MyPillow guy, who also had his bank account shuts down, by the way. We'll talk about the freezing of accounts here soon. He was driving like 10,000 of the My Pillow to Canadian truckers as a show of support, and of course they denied the truck entry into Canada. So there you go. That's your open and free liberal democracy right there, right? Just what Soros and the global elites had in mind for us. It continues here, the note from Ottawa Police Services. The act also provides police with a number of measures with the ability to seize vehicles that are part of this demonstration. Ontario law enforcement now prohibits interference with any critical infrastructure, including 400 series highways, railways, airports, and international border crossings. It prohibits you from preventing someone from traveling to or from walkways, bridges, and highways, and other than 400 series highways, or preventing anyone from using them. It also prohibits someone from seriously interfering with the safety, health, or well-being of members of the public. Well, what is... Okay, well, that's already a law for that, right? Anyone who commits these illegal actions could face fines or be required to appear in court. Commercial vehicles, driver's license, and private driver's licenses can be suspended or revoked. The note concludes right there. So there you go. That's your open and democratic, wonderful societies, right? Now, I did see that some good members of the Canadian public there in Ottawa were simply putting them in the toilet, which is great. I think there were a couple of videos of people doing that too, right? but good for them. That's really where they belong. That is really where they belong. So, let me see here what else we had. Okay, so let's talk. I guess we can cover this, right? Yeah, so notices for the protesters to leave. Let's play this one here. This is from like about 2 hours ago. Police presence is surging at Parliament Hill after organizers called for more people to join the protest. Let's listen to this.
Kian Bexie for the Counter Signal, reporting from Ottawa, Ontario, in Justin Trudeau's police state. This is day three of his dictatorship, where police are preparing to enforce his emergency orders. While the police presence is currently surging, you can see them walking right behind me right there. I've seen over 100 officers right now sort of walking in towards the downtown core. There's a huge volume of officers right now, matching a surge in actual protest volume. The convoy organizers called for protesters to come to the capital city right now. I'm just going to show you behind me what's happening. They're still bringing fuel in. As convoy organizers have said, that everyone, regardless of who you are, whether you're white, black, gay, straight, Muslim, Jewish, that you should come down to the Capitol Core here and join in their peaceful protest. They say that this protest is actually not lawfully covered under Justin Trudeau's emergency orders. That is from Corporal Daniel Bulford, actually, at the press conference. He is Justin Trudeau's former sniper. What's going to happen here is not clear right now, but what is obvious is that the police are preparing for something. There's dozens and dozens of them in the immediate vicinity around me right now, and like I said, I've seen over 100. There's a huge surge in volume of officers and protesters. We're going to be here to cover what is going on. You'll be able to follow me along at The Real Kian on Twitter, and if you could, go to
All right, so, so they need more homosexuals, by the way, to come to the protest. So if you feel so inclined, please attend if you can, okay? Look, it's fine. Like, this is not what it's about. But this guy is like working for Rebel News and stuff. Why do you have to bring in then identity politics into this? Just leave that. Look, as many people come as possible. That's all you have to say. All right, it's fine. It's not about that. But holy shit! Every single time it has to be this. It's this. We have a clip later on, like, who can out-Nazi the other? Who's the most Nazi of the other side? Like, this is always resource to this. So let's basically this meme was going around, and this is basically what we're looking at. I'm sorry, sir, your card was declined due to your political views. And you think like, well, that can't possibly be happening, can it? Please try again.
So that is the government, our Prime Minister, declaring his War Measures Act, a Desperate Measures Act of freezing
my account and many others. I'm curious, does that scare you or does that empower you? I can tell for me, it definitely doesn't scare me. We have many ways to go around this. There are a lot of resources, but
Let's listen to the rest of that right there. The crypto thing is interesting too, though.
There are a lot of resources, but I'm curious. Answer the poll here.
Scares me, empowers me. So how exactly are the government of Canada seeking to control cryptocurrency? Because that was part of these emergency orders or the Emergency Act. Everyone's anybody who's tied to anything for whatever reason and they don't like you, right? This is a beta test. It is a beta test. And soon enough, this will begin to extend, as usual, to other things. And then it will be climate change, and then it will be your carbon, McCarbon shit something, and that's it, right? Account frozen. So there's been, and by the way, I forgot to mention, even the tow trucks now, the companies that refusing to work with the police, they're threatening them now too. With pulling their licenses, basically obey, do exactly what we tell you to do. It's basically becoming like a state-enforced, tyrannical system here, where the government orders everybody around to do whatever they want. And if you don't obey, well, they'll freeze you out of society. They don't care if you starve. They don't care if you can't pay your bills. They just don't care. Right? It's not about that. We'll put you in jail. Michael, 57DU, over on Odyssey. Sorry, Entropy says, hail Henrik, hail the gods, hail our folk, make Woden proud today, every day, in fact. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate that. Hope you're doing well. Good to see you. So we have another call here for basically a workers' strike, right? We had one of the little, did I forget to bring that in? Maybe I can show that in a moment here. Where is it? Where did that go? Oh, here it is. Yeah, a strike, right? A call for a strike here coming up February. What was the dates again? Here we go. February 21st to 27. Shut it down. That's right. We got to take that. We got to take that into our hands, folks. Protest from home. Call in sick. Take a stress leave. Have you hurt your ankle? Maybe. How about using some vacation time or just use the magical virus as the excuse? Sorry, sir, can't come in today. I tested positive for COVID.
Okay, world, this isn't just Canada, but here's our meeting for Freedom Week, starting February 21st for 7 days.
That's right.
Everybody, no matter what your trade is, roll your ankle, have the flu, spend some time with your family. The only way to fight the tyranny of these governments all the way across the world is to shut the keys off.
Worldwide.
For freedom.
Worldwide. Everybody at this table here.
Shut the keys off. Shut the doors.
Shut the doors. Guys, we can fix this. Pull your money out of the banks. I'd say, right?
Yeah.
Cash is king.
Pull your money out.
The government can't do shit to us. We're all in control of this over the government. Absolutely. We the people, right? Anybody else have anything to say?
We the people.
Come on, guys. Freedom.
We gave up our whole lives now for, I believe it's 19, 23 days now.
Yep.
I don't think these people should have a hard time giving up theirs for 5.
I think it's awesome that we can all take part in something. Even the people that can't be in Ottawa right now can all take part in this together.
And Joe said he'd shave his beard if we do that.
Yeah. Right there. Freedom Joe might shave his beard.
Yeah.
I will pay for that. I think we could start a fund for that.
That's right. Yeah.
The government can't
confiscate. There's your challenge. There's your challenge. Yeah. If you do this, Joe's going to shave his beard.
Joe is shaving his beard.
The wife says no.
Yeah. No. Is that Anna?
Yeah.
She has to agree to this.
She doesn't have a choice.
Okay, guys, this is confirmed. Joe will shave his beard. Who would I make fun of if Joe shaved his beard?
Dale?
Really?
All right, it cuts off right there. But yeah, you get the point. This is a good idea, right? And we've talked about this. And there's enough momentum and attention around something like this, right? We have to show, again, why do you think they want a post-human world? Why do you think they especially want to replace white people? It all comes down to this. They have a plan for our future, and we are one of the biggest problems right now. Once they get rid of us, they'll get rid of the next group, whoever the fuck that's standing in the way at that point. Sorry for my language, but it's just so frustrating, all this, right? Because you can't look. We still run in our country. We run everything. We make it work for them, right? And soon enough, they want to replace us with robots and self-driving trucks. And some people say, well, this is this is like shooting yourself in the foot. It's a self-inflicting system, or, you know, bringing this about faster. You know, so I guess we're accelerationists towards the fourth industrial revolution right now. But it's not only about that. It's about showing for now. I mean, they're taking us there anyway, right? And so it's about showing them who has the power now, who is doing the shutting down. I mean, they did it before, yes, and now everybody's opening up, and this idea is absolutely absurd that Canada is going in this direction when the rest of the world is, most for the most part, like, opening up, right? You know, most of the Nordic countries have done away with everything, right? Austria is holding steadfast, so is Germany, so is Canada, so is Australia and New Zealand, right? It's these, there's a couple of lunatic countries here. But even internally, they can't hold this under control, right? In fact, we even have, what do we have there? We'll play that in a moment here too. Doug Ford saying, remarkably, I was just like, we're done with it. That's it. We're moving on. Let's not do this, right? U.S. governors, Canadian premiers call for an end to vaccine mandate. Stop it. The logical, reasonable thing to do would have been for Trudeau to say, look, the rest of the countries are doing away with this now. We're not going to escalate this. Look, obviously this is a popular movement. There's plenty of Canadians that don't want this. Let's work with you. Let's do away with this, shall we? Right. But they can't. They cannot do this because this is their political enemies. They hate these people. They want them gone. They want them replaced. They want them dead. They want them out of the picture. So that would have been like conceding to them. This would have been like giving in to, this would be negotiating with terrorists. Remember that line from George W. Bush, right? So they can't do that, which forces their hand to become more forceful and reveal who they truly are. And that's the good thing about this, right? It's like, oh, what are you going to, you know, they'll arrest all of us later and stuff. Yeah, well, let them then. And they can't arrest everybody, right? But you need a popular mass movement, an uprising of people not doing shit, shutting everything down, right? Some would call it a white strike, but it's just a strike, right? It's a general strike of everybody. So join in on this. Just make the fucking wheels, I'm sorry, grind to a halt here and the cogs stop of the machine, right? Michael again says, make sure to buy silver, gold, dry goods like beans, rice, coffee, tea, land. Yeah, that's a... You're right, of course. Seeds, tools, weapons, and ammo. Time is coming where they will control and not only your bank accounts, but your access to the web. Then even crypto will be useless. You need to diversify as much as possible. I totally agree with that. Spread it out into as many areas as you can. A little bit here, a little bit there. You know, get things in order. Get prepped, if you will, right? This is a story from like last August, I think it was, regarding the desire to control the web as well. I think that it was like handed over to the Five Eyes, and this global board or whatever they're called, working to deal with what they call terrorism, and they're now beginning to look at things like this, right? If you have the wrong political views, if you're on the right or something, if you're a conservative, then that's basically, or nationalist, a patriot, then basically you're a terrorist, and that's where this is going, right? We would also force the creation and the need for a parallel society and a parallel structure. And imagine when they begin to turning on these kinds of methods and ways for people to use. It's an escalation here. It's a game of chicken of sorts, and they will not stop. And I don't think the other side will stop either. Right? And it comes a time when you have to defend yourself, not aggression, not violence against anybody, but defend yourself against violence. Aggressors, right? The very thing that these liberal left-wing globalist politicians have been talking about when it comes to like how bad Putin is or Assad in Syria or something, right? Or some, you know, whatever, China or something. Even George Soros is speaking out against China now all of a sudden. I guess they're not hardcore enough. Maybe the Chinese will have to come in and save us. How about that one? Yikes. But that's where our countries are turning into now. We're becoming those, you know, authoritarian states. And not because they're fascists or anything like that. They're using commie tactics, right? It's a neoliberal, commie, cultural, Marxist, globalist, fusioned, you know, Gordian knot of just mess. a dirty snowball, right? And they're just sucking up every method and tactic and philosophy that they can use along the way to manipulate and subvert and take as much control as possible. They're like the Borg in Star Trek, right? They take a new ideology or even a culture, they assimilate it into the greater Borg collective, and then they just convert or go. You know, what is the saying? Yeah, assimilate or die, or what is it? Give up now. Anyway, so let's look at the. Let me see here. Yeah, so pull money out of the banks. That's the other thing that's being discussed here, which is, you know, kind of interesting. Can't rely on these big banks. Crypto is, I think, a option for now. Maybe Monero. Again, we'll see what the government does here. Next step with Trudeau and this lunatic Chrystia Freeland is going to do to control cryptocurrency. That it's just insane, right? But listen to this clip regarding the Antifa hacker that took down GiveSendGo, right? Just listen to this clip here.
Folks, I'm going to bring Max on the show. He is going to talk about a hacker who was associated with the FBI as well as Canadian intel. He's the one responsible, apparently, for the hack of GiveSendGo. And with that, sir, good morning. And what do folks need to know?
That's right. Resistance is futile. Thank you. That's what the saying was. Thank you, Chris.
Right. Good morning, Dustin. A Canadian hacker who claimed to have worked for the FBI, Interpol, and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police claim responsibility for hacking the GiveSendGo crowdfunding website and doxing supporters of the Freedom Convoy trucker protest in Ottawa. Aubrey Cottle, who has a history of pro-Nazi and anti-Semitic remarks on social media.
Put a little bookmark in that comment, will you? Can you listen to that again? Listen up here.
Site and doxing supporters of the Freedom Convoy trucker protest in Ottawa. Aubrey Cottle, who has a history of pro-Nazi and anti-Semitic remarks on social media and claimed to be an early founder of the hacking collective Anonymous, posted a video on TikTok claiming credit for the hack. Cottle stated that he hacked the Freedom Convoy's crowdfunding site to stop an insurrection, prevent foreign political influence, and to stop truckers from terrorizing cities. The video was posted on the site that was redirected from GiveSendGo following the breach. So if you tried to access GiveSendGo, you were automatically redirected to Cottle's manifesto. Previously, Cottle claimed responsibility for hacking several other conservative free speech sites such as Gab and posting user and credit card data online. Law enforcement intelligence agencies routinely use these hackers like Cottle to conduct cyber operations against online targets. The fact that Cottle's online TikTok manifesto was directly linked to the GiveSendGo hack supports his claims of responsibility. The use of doxing to expose Freedom Convoy supporters to cancellation is a state-sponsored gray zone activity that circumvents constitutional and legal safeguards of due process. You can expect more state-sponsored gray zone activity against dissidents in the future.
All right, so we're going to, you know, remember that. Remember what we said. We'll talk about that in a moment. Kevin Rogerson over on Odyssey, thank you, says, for an historical Germanic / Northern heathens, check out Norse Magic and Beliefs on YouTube and Homesteading Heathenry, History, Health, and Humor. The first one, I think I recognize the first channel there, but the second one there is on Facebook, Homesteading Heathenry, History, and Health, and Humor. We support Red Eyes, Vari Vikines. Robert, see, this is the thing. I can't read that. I have the tips thing screen is in the way. Why is that? There we go. Robert Sass. Maria Kvilhaug. Yeah, I had Maria on from Norway like a few years ago. Is she good on the political stuff? I like her work. She's great. What is it? The Labyrinth, Viking Labyrinth or something? She had the YouTube channel was named. But I'm not sure where she stands politically. But anyway, she does good work nonetheless. And Native European Culture and Ancient Religion, Historical Heathenry. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate that. We also had a 14 from 14 Reasons earlier. Thank you. Beer Hall Pooch. Red Ice TV, your political commentary on the truckers have been exemplary. Thank you. Sorry, I can't give more. No worries. Thank you. Appreciate that. So I think we're caught up. And I missed it. I think it was, I saw it afterwards too. Is it Odal Land or Odenland? That's right. Thank you for the link, by the way. There was, it's basically to a Fed operation. It's a Fed versus Feds in Northern Idaho. There's an event upcoming. I had a link to that. It was like some some Aryan Fed group that's doing some protests, and then like the Antifa Feds are doing counter protests. Anyway, this is just. Thank you for the link, but it's just, you know, clown show lunacy. It's just, you know, stay away from that shit. But thank you for that. And we missed to read that. So I appreciate you, Odin Land, if you're watching, for that link. Always good to know when feds are doing their gay ops. I do appreciate the link. So anyway, back to the so-called Nazi here who hacked Give, Send, Go in the wake of everything being moved over there, right? And you, I don't know. You tell me, but for some reason, I don't have this feeling this is not generally... I mean, it's a new era now. We don't want to, don't want to be bigots. Don't want to discriminate against everybody or anybody. But I just have this, traditionally, I don't think people who are, you know, belonging to National Socialist German Workers' Party kind of have this approach and attitude to things. But you tell me.
Nothing scares me. Nothing. Yes, I doxed the truckers. I did it. It was me. I hacked Give, Send, Go, baby. And I'd do it again. I'd do it 100 times. I did it. I did it. Come at me. What are you going to do? What are you going to do to me, huh?
Is this TikTok? I think this is TikTok, right?
I hacked Epic Hosting! I hacked Parler! I hacked Gab! I hacked Truth Social! I hacked Go! Give, Send, Go! I don't care! You can literally put my name into the news tab on Google, and you can find everything I've done! I am literally in every mainstream media publication for the things that I do. I'm not an unknown actor. I'm literally a famous
Nazi
fucking cyber terrorist.
Nazi.
And you think that you can scare me?
These Nazis are not afraid of anybody. Look at them. Yikes. What the fuck is this? What the hell is going on in there?
See, they always default to the pedophile accusations. They always default to that because they have nothing else.
You know what? That was literally the first thing. How long is it going to take until we get until there's some, because he's been, you know, he's high profile enough now. People are going to start coming after this guy, like it or not, right? I mean, like try to dox him or, you know, dig up dirt and these kinds of things, right? How long is it going to take before we find out that this fucker likes diddling kids? What do you think? 2 months? 2 months, maybe? We'll see, right? And I'm bringing this up because, like, literally this every single time, it's the same story, right? BLM organizer convicted on 20 counts of possessing child porn. Every fucking time. They cannot procreate. So they indoctrinate. That's the only tactic and method. This is not only why they want your kids. They want your kids because they want to diddle your kids, okay? But they also want to have your kids so that they can grow in numbers. This is why they want to be in your schools. They take over everything. They get in proximity to kids. They want to be around kids, close to kids, indoctrinating kids. They want to... I mean, look at this. I mean, we're on a trail here now, but just... just look at this guy. Listen to this here.
The goal of the transition closet is for our students to be able to wear the clothes that their parents approve of, come to school, and then swap out into the clothes that fit who they truly are. And I use the idea that this is like Superman changing in a phone booth. But that idea actually goes a lot further than that, because Superman isn't Clark Kent. Clark Kent is actually the disguise. And when Clark Kent goes into the phone booth, he transforms into Superman, who's really just who he truly is, Kal-El.
Actually, they
and so no, this no. gives our trans students the opportunity to be the superheroes that we know they are.
So, do you know why they're pushing not only the Marvel thing so hard, but also like Remember that? Be a superhero, take the jab. You guys remember all that? Like, yeah, all of that is to like get you to dress up into something that you are literally not. Look, Superman doesn't exist, right? Kal-El doesn't exist. It's a fictional thing, okay? It's made up. So it's not truly who he is. There is no such guy. But a Clark Kent character, yeah, those are all over the place for the most part, right? So now you can be a superhero by dressing up whatever you want like. So maybe your oppressive parents have put on some clothes on you that you really don't. Maybe you want to wear a dress. Well, then you can come here to the transition closet. Maybe that guy should be pushed back into the closet. Anyway, this is also how some of the conservatives and stuff, how they just throw that in there. That I mean, obviously, this guy is not some neo-Nazi. He fits the profile of being a lunatic Antifa leftist, right? So I'm not even sure why they bring that stuff into it all the time, but they do. They think they're going to win the argument that way. If we can out-Nazi the Nazi, the people who are calling us Nazis, then we'll win. Again, it's every time it shows you how much they're folding to the argument that they're demonstrating that this holds a lot of power, which is just don't do it. Just don't get involved in that discussion. You don't have to do it. Just call them what they are, right? Anyway, here we go. Here's the last 30 seconds of this clip.
See his browser history. That guy loves little girls. I've hunted pedophiles. I've outed pedophile.
I'm sure you have.
Online. I have gotten pedophiles arrested, buddy. You have no idea who the hell I am.
Ugh. Jesus, this is cringe. Listen to this guy.
See, they always default to the pedophile accusations. They always default to that.
This triggered him for some reason. I wonder why.
Because they have nothing else. It's actually some projection. That guy, I want to see his browser history. That guy loves little girls. I've hunted pedophiles. I've outed pedophile rings online. I have gotten pedophiles arrested, buddy. You have no idea.
And then I took their child porn that they had.
Idea who the hell I am.
What's going on?
Pedophiles arrested, buddy. You have no idea who the hell I am.
Is he doing his Marvel thing here now? Is that what's happening?
There isn't proof of shit, you fucking lying little cunt. Die! I'm going to restart this live. Come back. Honeypots, how do they work?
All right, I don't know. You tell me, but these are the people that our governments work with now, and they use their services to target normal heterosexual people. Mr. Noseberg over on Entropy Stream, good to see you, Mr. Noseberg. I appreciate, thank you for all the modding as usual. Appreciate you. Canadians with crypto should be aware there is a website called coincards.com. That lets you buy gift cards to pretty much everywhere using crypto, including Monero, and requires no KYC, know your customer. Interesting. Okay, good tip. Thank you. I mean, I know there's a lot of services now. There was even, I forget, we had, I should pull those together, but there were a couple of links that people were sharing a while back regarding, basically like, you know, crowdfunding type source, you know, services, I should say, using BTC and other crypto. And, you know, there are some good stuff. But yeah, coin cards. And that might, was it, maybe it was coin cards, coincards.com. I should dig out that link again and maybe see if that was it. But another good tip there from Ms. Noseberg, coin cards, you can buy gift cards pretty much everywhere using crypto, including Monero. Know your customer, which of course is another method they would shut certain people down, right? You're banned from doing this or doing that or this service and stuff. So that's good, right? Even, let me see here, was it even Russell Brand have I gotta say, he's come around on some issues, and he's not been absolutely horrible recently. He's been pretty good on the Canadian stuff. Members of the criminal hacking syndicate Evil Demon Hacker Associate, with some members like Aubrey Cottle being a part of both operations, supported by several others, post as anti. Yeah, because again, he's doing, he's really a Nazi. I just look at this guy and you know what side he's on the fence, right? So anyway, he claims he's working with all these different groups or whatever. Furthermore, Demon Hacker, Aubrey Caudle, Karma, and several others have completely disappeared after they failed to silence me with hacking, defamation, death threats, and cancel culture. I'm not sure who Joseph A. Camp is. I think I've seen his tweets before. Hacking groups have changed their names, personas, etc. informations in effort to avoid detection, but interestingly, they are always to tell. Anyway, Rosalie at the end says, the Canadian government used hacked data from convicted felon who abused his wife. Not only is the data hacked, which is a crime, but the person doing the hacking is a criminal. This will break Trudeau and the RCMP. Yeah, we'll see about that. But this Antifa fanboy here, Aubrey Caudle, keep an eye on him, because I have this sneaking suspicion that soon enough there will be some interesting revelations to what he really has been doing when it comes to them kids. Odin Land says, Ed, good to see you, by the way. That guy reminds me of Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs. Was that his name in Buffalo Bill? Was that what he was named? The guy who put the skin dress on or whatever, right? I mean, that was actually kind of based, come to think of it, right? Because he thought it was a woman, right? But there's this one famous scene when he's like tucks it in between his legs. He thinks it's a woman, like clearly insane, right? That's how they used to think. It used to be in the any like psychological dictionary and like you know, dictionaries of mental illness and stuff. They had this on the pages. Like, okay, look. If you have male genitalia and think you're a woman, something is wrong. It's like something's wrong with you. Maybe you should get some help for that. Okay. And instead of cutting off your penis, you can just take hormones that makes you understand that you're a man again. Right? No. Testosterone, giving that to boys who think they're girls, absolutely evil. However, putting fake breasts in there and cutting off their genitals, completely reasonable and logical. Absolutely. So here's Doug Ford, right? Single-handedly took down everything that Trudeau is doing right now. Not sure what he was thinking, but listen to this. Crazy.
You know, you can go to Costco, you can go to Walmart, you can go shopping. You know, you don't know if the person has a shot beside you or not, but we also know that it doesn't matter if you have one shot or 10 shots, you can catch COVID. See, the Prime Minister has triple shots, and I know hundreds of people with three shots that caught COVID.
Shit.
We just have to be careful. We've got to always make sure we wash our hands.
What is this guy doing? The hell?
And move forward. But, Colin, we can't stay in this position forever. We got to learn to live with this and get on with our lives. I bet if I asked every single person in this room, do you want these damn masks or do you want them off? They want them off. They want to get back to normal. They want to be able to go for dinner with their families. And there's every single person, including myself, knows people that are unvaccinated. You know, sure, there's the rebel rousers. And then there's just hardworking people that just don't believe in it. And that's their choice. This is about, again, a democracy and freedoms and liberties. And I hate, as a government, telling anyone what to do. We just got to get moving forward and get out of this and protect the jobs.
What happened to this guy?
You know, I think a lot of people, Colin, probably yourself too, everyone's done with this. Like, we are done with
We're done with this shit.
Let's start moving on and cautiously. And, you know, we've followed the rules, all of us, like 90% of us, for over 2 years. The world's done with it. So let's just move forward.
Doug Ford, moving forward. Burger aisle coming up. All right, so, but I'll take it. Good for him. I mean, you're a little bit late, buddy. You're not going to get a pat on the back here. Look, you've been part of this shit for 2 years. But at least he's saying this, you know, in a way, you know, he's not going to get credit for it. Better late than never that he speaks out against it, right? But clearly, like, trying to save themselves politically, I assume, as Trudeau is digging his grave, his political grave, deeper and deeper with every move they're making. This is not good. Does not look good. Odin Land over on Enterby says, yeah, that's what I thought regarding the protest at Hayden. Yeah, the Fed Aryan Nation, or what do they call again? Stay away. No intention of going there. It's like one of those pictures, the Spider-Man Fed, you know, the Fed. Ay, ay, ay.
I don't know. It's interesting though that they, you know, they got to pose and put on their theater, right? That's what they do. They fake it and frame. If you can't find it, you create it. That's what they do, right? Good to see you online. Appreciate that. So let me see here. What are we doing next here? I guess we can play that clip with. So Jordan Peterson interviewed Benjamin Dichter, right? So he's an odd guy, and occasionally there's been some good things said here and there. But a lot of people suspected, especially when he started bringing in the LGBTQ thing to the conservative movement in Canada. And, you know, sure, I get it. This is kind of the nature of the conservatives. The same thing happened in the U.S. You know, they think just not having kind of standing up for any values of traditionalism is going to save them politically, which of course, it's not going to do. But anyway, he brought him on to kind of, I guess, seem as the leader of the trucker convoy, as far as I understand it, at least. Benjamin Dichter was brought in later, you know, to kind of be a spokesperson, but it's kind of weird. He was posing as a trucker. I don't think he even has a history as a trucker. Maybe he's driven trucks here and there or something, but I don't know. It's just a weird guy. Listen to what he said just regarding the demands here that they have. Listen to this.
We have come to Ottawa with two very simple demands. One, the government end all COVID mandates. And two, the federal government remove its digital COVID tracking app called ArriveCan as a requirement to re-enter Canada. Our demands have not changed from day one. End the mandates and end the passports. And we will all go back home to our communities and our businesses and help Canada heal from the COVID years. There have been many demands attributed to us that are not our demands, primarily from the legacy media. We do not want to overthrow the government. We do not want to remove any of our elected officials from power. That's what elections are for. The unifying goal that all Canadians have is we want a return to a normal life, a free life. No matter where one lies.
It was bad before, and if you have the momentum, why not ensure that the government can never be able to do this again and ensure that the people who did this to us are voted out, right? Look, I get it. One thing at a time, but why?
Is on the political spectrum.
Why not? I mean, why not do something else, right? But okay, granted, you don't have to bring that into the picture, you know, right now, right? But you have something big on your hands here. Like, a lot of people are fed up, and it's not only just because of the mandates. There's a lot of other things. You keep it on one issue now, but then keep the momentum and expand it and make it into, you know, something more, if you can, right?
Now is the time, and the first courageous step would be for the federal government to remove these divisive policies of mandates and data tracking of our citizens.
I agree.
Allow us all to heal together. Peace, love, and unity is the future of the Canadian identity. Let's inspire the world to follow us on this journey of enlightenment.
Hmm? What?
That's all.
Journey on enlightenment? Hmm.
All right. Well, so that in a nutshell is what the truckers protest and the leaders of the truckers protest in Ottawa do and don't want. And okay, that's as clear a statement as we're likely to manage and to receive at this point in time.
All right. So just a reminder, you know, these Johnny come latelys, you got to watch out for some of them, right? This guy, he edited a report for the high-level panel on sustainable development, and the sustainable development is all part of the fourth industrial revolution, Agenda 2030, the World Economic Forum stuff. It all ties in, right? It was released in 2013, titled A New Global Partnership, Eradicate Poverty and Transform Economies Through Sustainable Development. One of the panel members of this UN High Council was none other than Skippy himself, John Podesta. And it goes on from there, but you get the idea, right? Jordan Peterson is a weird guy. Listen to what he said here, too, because not too long ago, he was pushing the vaccine.
You know, Canadians who aren't vaccinated now cannot leave the country. Yeah. Like, what the hell? Why is that? And
let me
I got vaccinated.
There we go.
And yeah, people took me to task for that. And I
Actually, let me play this one first. Listen to what he used to say. Sorry, I got the wrong mix up here. Listen to this one first.
And I'm vaccinated, by the way. I have two vaccinations. Get the damn vaccine and let's get the hell over this. But I did that. I put my body on the line to do it. I learned a lot about this. I worked for the UN for a while. I worked on this document, which was the report to the Secretary General on sustainable economic development. But we think the vaccines are effective and they're available to you, and we can't risk any more damage to the economy. And it's quite funny because a lot of the right-wing conspiracy theorists are having a field day with that, man, that I'm some sort of like closet globalist shill because I work momentarily for the UN.
Yeah, gee, why in the world would you think such a thing if you go and work for the United Nations and, in fact, even help edit a report on sustainable development, which is like ties into the very situation that we find ourselves in? What in the world would you think? Why in the world would you think something like this? So then, of course, later, after he and so many other people were taken to task about the vaccine thing, there's so many dumb people along the way. And look, they were told again, and they kept pushing this onto people. I said, you just get vaccinated. Oh, we would just marginalize ourselves if we don't get vaccinated. Yeah, but you're risking killing yourself or injuring yourself severely by the very globalists that you supposedly understand and work opposed because they want to replace us and they want us dead. No. That's fine. Listen to what he said after that.
You know, Canadians who aren't vaccinated now cannot leave the country. Yeah. Like, what the hell? Why is that?
What did you think, buddy?
And I got vaccinated and people took me to task for that. And I thought, all right, I'll get the damn vaccine. Here's the deal, guys. I'll get the vaccine. You fucking leave me alone. And did that work? No.
Nope.
So stupid me.
Yes.
You know, that's how I feel about it. It's like, well, now I have to get tested for COVID when I come back into Canada. I have to get tested before I leave Canada. Now, you know, that might be the latter issue. That's an issue with the Americans. And so that's outside of the Canadian purview. But the restrictions to get back into Canada are even more stringent. It's like, well, why to get the vaccine then if you're not going to leave me alone? And I don't think the evidence that vaccinated people are less contagious, let's say, I don't think it's very compelling.
Yeah.
So why are the unvaccinated all of a sudden a danger?
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly don't understand the push to get children vaccinated. I think that's absolutely reprehensible.
Yeah, because that's why they want the kids killed. Many of them, anyway. And they'll get injured for life. They're just, especially young little boys, they have their heart blown out. Especially when the third and second shot, can you imagine the second and then a third shot coming in after that? Absolutely despicable, right? And we have some stuff here on the vaccine. We're going to go into that soon. All right, so I got to move on. There's a Dictor regarding Dictor there. JP says, Henrik, why is Benjamin Dictor in a nice hotel room and not outside with the truckers if he's a spokesperson for the truckers' convoy? Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. I mean, hopefully he's out there later on and just for media stuff, right? But yeah, people have questions about that guy, and rightly so. Rightly so. There's something fishy there. he might not be on their side, truly, at least. He has his own agenda weaved into that, as usual. Let me see here. What else? So I wanted to play this, too. This more of this, you know, who's the somehow, right? You always have to bring in Nazis or the Holocaust into things continuously. And, of course, this is what... what's his name again? Pierre Poilievre. I might not say his last name correct, right? Did by uploading this video to Twitter. Look at this here.
Thornhill.
Positive, optimistic, hopeful vision for public life isn't a naive dream. It could be a powerful force for change. If Canadians are to trust their government needs to trust Canadians. Those are the words of the Prime Minister in 2015. These people, very often misogynistic, racist, women haters, science deniers, the fringe. Same prime minister 6 years later as he fans the flames of an unjustified national emergency. So, Mr. Speaker, when did the prime minister lose his way? When did it happen?
You right, honorable prime minister.
Mr. Speaker, Conservative Party members can stand with people who wave swastikas.
Point of order, the honourable member for Thornhill.
So, Nazis.
Speaker, I am a strong Jewish woman and a member of this house and a descendant of Holocaust survivors, and I have never made to, it's never been singled out, and I have never been made to feel less, except for today when the Prime Minister accused me of standing with swastikas. I think he owes me an apology. I'd like an apology, and I think he owes an apology.
Sir, was standing with swastikas?
Apology to all members of this house.
So, of course, you can always make it, you can always, somehow you can always pivot and kind of tie in things, which is completely unrelated to the Canadian purview here, politically, what's happening 75. But somehow you always have to just bring in the Nazi shit into this, right? And the Holocaust, right? That's every single damn time. It's incredible, right? This is literally nothing to do with the situation. And the supposed Nazi that showed up at the Canadian protest, well, guess what? At least the photographer that took the photo going around of him was Justin Trudeau's personal photographer. And they put, you know, one of them, at least one of the photos, I think there were two taken in total. One of them were taken at this luxury hotel up on a stairway where no one else could see them. In other words, they were not down and in among the crowds, right? I don't care what the hell, I don't care, I'm not offended, there's no, you don't have to counter-signal anything, you do whatever the hell you want, then bring your, whatever flag you want, but it's clear that it's just to throw shade, right? It's clear that it's just to make sure that they can, and that's what they ran with these lies, which is just have completely buried the credibility of the media, right? I mean, they're completely under the surface here, which is, you know, good, we'll take it, you know. They've just lied, and they've made it up, and they've, you know, exaggerated what these people are and where they stand and all that stuff, right? check this, a quick divergent issue here, too, but check this out regarding, you know, we pivot towards, you know, Israel support and, you know, bringing the Holocaust into, you know, Western protest that goes happening in 2022. Pelosi and fellow Democrats, including Adam Schiff, heading to Israel to say U.S. support is ironclad for Israel and they will help fight Iran, with their party facing a reckoning at home. Do you guys remember? This is what they stand, right? As they're attacking normal people and Americans, they want to save their country and stand up for their nation and their people. This is what the Pelosis are all about. Listen to this.
I have said to people when they ask me, if this Capitol crumbled to the ground, the one thing that would remain is our commitment to our aid, and I don't even call it aid, our cooperation with Israel. Because that's fundamental to who we,
to who we are, right? Yeah, so Adam Schiff, Pelosi, with Chuck Schumer there as well, right? Are they dual citizens? I mean, Schiff is probably, right? Is he... This is crazy. This is what they're doing. Well, the country is falling apart. This is what they're doing. It's incredible. Okay. So one thing that's coming down the pipe here, back to serious business, not this clown world about a different country and dual citizens, is, of course, the digital ID stuff, right? And in fact, today, I think it's from today. Well, it came out today in a wider, it became widely known and shared today. That more stuff from the World Economic Forum came out regarding digital identity, right? Let's check this out and go up full screen on this here, too. Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum says the COVID-19 pandemic has led to a heightened focus on the power of medical data, specifically so-called vaccine passports. These passports, by nature, serves as a form of digital identity. The new World Economic Forum report, published in February 2022, calls for a multi-stakeholder approach to advance towards a trusted digital economy for a, quote, safer and more inclusive online world. That's right. So, you know, they're doing away with your ability to be anonymous online. That's part of it, right? They don't want people sharing things that they don't know who it is and so forth. Advancing Digital Agency, the Power of Data Intermediaries, an insight report from February 2022 by the World Economic Forum. This is what they're going, digital ID. Online ID, then you have vaccine and health card information on there. What was the other thing I was thinking about there too? Yeah, I mean, it's always the same thing. It'll come to me. There was another thing there, but all of these IDs are being rolled out at the same time. Let's look at the image actually a little bit more of that before we show a little bit more of the report. I have a video too, because Ontario and Alberta too. We'll look at the Alberta one now shortly here, the clip from Alberta. This is, you know, directly related. to what's happening and what has been proposed in Canada. These are World Economic Forum stooges and puppets, many of them, that are pushing this. And we showed one the other day where they were rolling this out in Ontario. Remember this one? Digital ID Ontario, right? And even on that on their website, you have to have to open a bank account, right? You have to have a vaccine, a digital ID, but the vaccine records will be tied into that. The information will be on that digital ID regarding your health status and how many shots you've got and the booster shot. And of course, now they want to do an annual one in the U.S. We'll talk about that in a moment, too. Even applying for loans and grants, tax credits, opening business accounts, like all these things, right? This is, what in the world is, why are people it's just about the vaccine. No. It's not, right? It's much more. Dicker was right in that way. Like, they want this bullshit app to be dropped, right? Healthcare, telecommunications, financial services, food and sustainability, e-government, social platform, e-commerce, humanitarian response, travel, and mobility. The World Economic Forum says here, all these categories are tied into your digital identity, a vital part of the fourth industrial revolution. Now, they also talk about the multi-stakeholder thing, multi-stakeholder capitalism, which is basically the ESG platform or method, corporate philosophy, right? That's actually part of how they competed all these mom and pops out of existence, using the pandemic as the excuse as well. Walmart stayed open, Target stayed open, you know, all the big companies stayed open, because those are the ones that are part of this multi-stakeholder future that we're going into, right? ESG, environment, environment, social, and governance, right? You have this mesh of just global neoliberal capitalist systems that are tied into this one ideological mesh, basically, right? Tied to these global NGOs, such as the World Economic Forum, the World Bank, and these groups. And now they can basically run you, and you get your business is going to get a social credit score as well. And if you're not doing the things right or buying from the right people and stuff, well, they'll punish you. In fact, it'll get worse. They'll take away your licenses, your ability to do business, unless you submit and fold to these new rules that they have, right? So check out this. This is from Alberta, the Alberta Digital ID here.
Life is a whole lot busier than it used to be. Being online means we're no longer bound by office hours, lineups, and paper-heavy processes. Now we have the freedom to choose where and when we access different services, including those offered by government. My Alberta Digital ID is a free account that lets you verify your identity online so you can securely access the government services you need while making the most of your free time. So what could you do with a verified digital ID? Well, a lot. Connect to government services anytime, anywhere. View your health records, access federal services, or apply for permits to support your small business, all while taking care of the kids and enjoying some fresh air. You could also apply for benefits, student loans, and apprenticeships. Or maybe you just need to grab a park pass for your next epic adventure. The list goes on.
It's just so convenient. Just give up, guys. Just get it. Just take the shot and then just get the chip and eat the bugs and get in the pod and get your digital ID. It's so much easier for you.
As new services are being added all the time, from income support to municipal services, there's no limit to what can be offered online when you can securely confirm your identity. Using a single login and any computer, tablet, or smartphone, you always have access at your fingertips. With My Alberta Digital ID, your personal data is secure and private. This means your information remains safe and protected when you need to access tax files and health records or deal with legal matters. So, how do you get your own verified digital ID? It's simple. Go to account.alberta.ca. All you need is an email address for a basic account and a valid Alberta driver's license or ID card for a verified digital ID. It's totally free and can be completed online, all in the comfort of your own home. My Alberta Digital ID, your single verified online identity. Safe, secure, and brought to you by the Government of Alberta.
Thank you. Why in the world would people not want this? It's so convenient and so easy and smooth. And, you know, you just, it's all right there, right? You just scan your hand or, you know, your palm or maybe your iris or some biometric, signature, right? Or maybe we'll just chip you. Maybe we'll just chip you right away, right? And again, there's a lot in this report here. We don't have to go through all of it right now. But yeah, someone brought it up too, like the ESG stuff for corporations and businesses. Like, you have too many white people employed in your business, right? So that lowers your score. We'll remove your license, right? But the digital ID, the digital, your digital self, right? That's what this is about. There will be a digital version of you. Look at the imagery they use here too, by the way. Is that familiar? Does that look like a painting to you? Who's God here in the painting and who's the human, right? Or in the graphic of clearly of the painting, right? You'll have a digital ID and eventually they will merge. The goal is these are supposed to merge under the fourth industrial revolution. And you'll be in the metaverse, right? You have a digital version of you. You'll put on the VR headset or your augmented reality. You'll have machine parts embedded in you. You'll have chips embedded. Maybe they read your signals and impose them digitally eventually. Who knows? Maybe there's Neuralink stuff. We read in the Weekend Warrior show, the recent one, about how these, was it 13 monkeys had died under Elon Musk's Neuralink test, right? They were in a tortured mental state afterwards. Some have even killed themselves. They'd bitten off their own fingers and toes and like weird shit like that after they'd been experimented on with this Neuralink stuff. And that's, I bring it up because that these types of technologies are part of it. You know, and there'll be, it's not only about the information that'll be able to flow out this way, but what can flow in the other way? And here's the screenshot we looked at there, the digital identity, right? How will you be affected when you implant these things? How far is it going to go, right? Reshaping human technology interaction, right? Metaverse, just get the, here, and they even use it there. There it is right there. Just put on the VR headset, right? Check out this little warning here. Again, who are the people that are controlling this? These are unelected people. In some cases, they're bureaucrats. In some cases, they're globalists. In some cases they're neoliberal, capitalist, business, money-driven, money-oriented, corrupt individuals. In some cases, they're commies. You know, in some cases, they're pedos. You know, but listen to this warning here about the transhuman or post-human future.
Transhumanism is a movement devoted to merging human and machine with the goal of enhancing longevity and cognitive abilities. A seemingly noble goal, but raises a host of ethical problems.
No, not a noble goal at all.
Problems when it comes down to who controls the machine part of you. From Elon Musk's Neuralink to Sam Altman's WorldCoin, Silicon Valley CEOs are building empires based on centralization of power that now extends to our biology. Immunity passports regulating cross-border travel and commerce, WorldCoin's eyeball scans claiming to overcome fraud, all adding personal data to a closed, centrally managed ecosystem, authorizing human activity based on a few decision makers, cloaking their intent with language such as Tools for Humanity, World, and a .org website does not mean these projects are inclusive or decentralized by any means. The narrative shared with mainstream media rarely reflects the true motives of these companies, which is all about data and control. And if past behavior is any indication of the future, the metrics that matter most for these companies are growth and profit, not privacy, freedom, and well-being of humanity.
There you go. All right, just a little slice there. But yeah, I mean, this is, whether they pull it off or not is obviously it's not secondary. It's key to the whole discussion. But it reveals who they are and their aspirations, right? And it's being done in the name of, well, we'll connect you and stuff. This is the shit that they used about the internet. And what happened with the internet? A bunch of people started getting big and getting thereby, you know, platforms and access to millions of people by sharing their point of view, by analyzing stuff, by talking about what's going on in the world, highlighting news stories that no one else is talking about. And guess what? That basically turned into terrorism in their eyes. That's why they're using the Five Eyes system now to go after, you know, have a global enforcement system of controlling what people can say online. And part of that is to take away anonymity online too, by the way. It reveals what they truly want. But now it'll be all about connect. We'll connect you even more, right? They hate the internet now, these people, because, you know, at least an uncensored internet, they want it to be under their control. So this happened to, go back to the vaccine issue a little bit, right? The vaccine expiry dates have now changed. This is from Blair Cottrell down in Australia. And we could talk more about Australia here in a moment too, regarding the other type of exotic technology, weaponry actually, that they're using down there. Crazy shit. Pfizer 12 plus years vaccine shelf life extension. Dear COVID-19 vaccine partner, the Therapeutic Goods Administration This is Australia has approved a shelf life extension of Pfizer 12 years plus purple, provided that approved storage conditions between 90 degrees or minus 90 degrees Celsius to minus 60 degrees Celsius have been maintained. The shelf life extension applies to the following batch numbers. Remember all the crazy stuff about the batches too, tied to the number of adverse events and stuff, right? We don't even have the complete picture of that, but what we have so far is crazy. This is happening in, I think this is from Michigan as well. Expiration extensions. This is great. You know, for some reason they had an expiration date on these things, but now it's just like, nah, you know what? Let's just inject your kids with an expired product. Why have they changed? Sorry, here we go. It's a little bit small here, but on August 30th, we received additional information and clarity from the CDC regarding the expiration extension of Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine. Anyway, go through. We don't have to do it all, but you see in the bottom there, you see the different chart here of what it's been updated to, right? What are we talking about? It's six to 9 months. Some cases more, maybe. But you get the idea, right? Here's a follow-up, the letter on that. We don't have to go through it, but you get the point, right? So they just change it. They just move as they always done, they just move the goalposts as they go. Oh, we received more information. It turns out now, actually, it's fine. And, of course, here's Biden's plan. Here's a spokesperson from the FDA, Christopher Cole. He's an executive officer regarding what the FDA and ultimately the Biden administration has planned for you and your kids when it comes to the COVID-19 vaccine. This is Project Veritas, once again, doing very good work getting this footage. So good for them. Look at this.
Biden wants to inoculate as many people as possible. So you can have to get an annual shot. I mean, it hasn't been formally announced yet. They don't want to rile everyone up.
The drug companies, the food companies, the vaccine companies, so they pay us hundreds of millions of dollars a year to hire and keep the reviewers to approve their product.
He just says it right out there. That's what it's about right there. They are there to approve it. Nothing else, nothing more. Regulatory capture. Pfizer owns these agencies. I mean, other businesses too, but like Pfizer is a huge part of this, right? And I think BlackRock and probably Berkshire Hathaway and Vanguard probably owns the major stakeholders of Pfizer. I got to look that up actually, but I would assume that's the case.
If they can get every person required at an annual vaccine, that is a recurring return of money going into their company.
So how do you know it's already getting approved?
Well, they're not going to, just from everything I've heard, they're not going to not approve it.
Meet Christopher Cole, an executive officer at the FDA with over 20 years experience who claims to be directly involved in the approval process of the various COVID vaccines.
I think what's going to happen is it's going to be a gradual thing. School's going to mandate it.
Why do they need the third one?
Well, the same reason that you or I would need the third one. So the three will bolster your system. And then there will be an annual, just like the flu shot.
For the toddlers?
Well, for everyone.
Okay, so the toddlers too then. We'll have to get it
probably.
Okay.
I don't completely agree with the process.
Well, why the fuck are you working for them then?
What do you mean you don't agree with the process?
Fire this guy.
Well, I mean, they don't have all the tests aren't there. So I agree with the thing that it is
fire all of them
to inoculate them. But you can't provide the parent as much assurity as you normally want to. It's an EUA for all age groups, all designations, and then you have to get approved by specific age groups based on the study.
Do you think it's really an emergency for the toddlers?
Well, they're all approved under an emergency. The efficacy data doesn't have to be as high. The standard is on emergency use authorizations is that it does more benefit than harm.
I thought their cases weren't that high for 6 month to 4 year olds.
They're not, but it's because it's related to COVID, it's under that approval process.
Shit. Fucking bastards. You know, how about, sorry, I'm going to cuss again. How about go fuck yourself? How about that? See, and this is the thing. Oh, I don't. I personally don't agree. You know, kind of with this. But I'm just there to enforce and keep doing this thing over and over and give your toddlers expired shots. That's going to give them infertility issues and heart issues and brain issues and who knows what's going to happen in the future. Look at this lunatic. This is a vaccine pusher on German media. Look at what happened to her. Look at this.
Diese Impfpflicht scharf schalten, wenn sie nötig ist. Ist das dann nicht viel zu spät? Wir müssen uns und.
Look at the eyeball. Ja. Woo!
Alles okay?
Ja.
Ich weiß okay.
Anchorman, I think we should stop there.
Look at the
eyeball here. You can see the moment when something happens to her like nervous system and maybe the heart even or something. Look at her right eye.
Yeah.
Ooh, blink. Hey. Wow, look at that. Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Pagan Bear said here, I missed this a while ago. This is Richard Spencer's cousin. Who was that again? Which guy? Sorry, I missed that. Henrik, please play this, LOL. Let me see if I can pull that up. Let me see if I can pull that up on the other computer. I'm looking at that on my iPad there. But yeah, thank you for the link, Jay Wallace. I appreciate that. I'll check that out in a moment. But yeah, no, it's safe and effective. Safe and effective. You know, we'll push the expiry dates. We'll hide the data for about 75 years. It's fine. You know, our own data is even showing that, you know, literally more people who were part of the blind study were killed, right, or died from taking the shot versus the placebo, and then they unblinded the study, all that stuff, right? But yeah, so here it is here. Top Pfizer shareholders. The top shareholders of Pfizer's are Frank A. DeMelio, John Douglas Young, Michael Dolsten, which of course is the Swedish Jewish guy who was accredited to, you know, being this great inventor. And he ventured into this political thing too about how like America must be multicultural or something a while back. I think we talked about the story, like clearly like weirdly politically motivated and shit like that. But then you have the usual suspects, folks. Vanguard Group, BlackRock Inc., and State Street Corporation, right? It's literally the top three corporations in the world, right? Top Pfizer shareholders. That's the people. That's the people who are behind these. It's not just that it's Pfizer, right, on its own. It's these other shareholders behind them that have all the power. I try to find that story again of like how BlackRock is like they're going to oversee was like a $10 trillion. What do you call it? Threshold or like a milestone that they're reaching soon here. I think it is. And check this out. Here's some of the CDC. Remember that COVID-19 nose swab tests you took. What happened to the swab? If it were processed with a PCR test, there's a 10% chance that it ended up in a lab for genomic sequencing analysis. Learn more about the process and its importance, right? Whoops. Okay, so we're taking your genome now too, right? Yeah, yeah. Oopsie daisy. Let's just admit it. It's incredible the shit that they're pushing, right? Absolutely insane. Well, if the shot in the arm wasn't enough, how about a nasal vaccine? How about that? You get one up your butt eventually. I mean, Klaus Anal Schwab rolls around. Everybody will be Anal Schwab like they have to do in the Olympic Village now. All the athletes. And you know they're taking their DNA too at the same time to build some weird super soldier in some like Chinese lab somewhere and then give it to Bill Gates. Nasal vaccines could help stop COVID-19 from spreading if scientists can get them right. If scientists can get them right. Trust the science. Here, shove this nose up your nose. Oh, Pagan Bear says, it was the colored hair freak who was Richard Spencer's... Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, I mean, it's not too... Yeah, it's a pretty good analysis there, Pagan Bear. Cool stuff. So let's talk about Australia for a little bit here, too. This is some, you know, at first it's like, you know, this is crazy conspiracies, right? What the hell's going on here? Friends, since I've gotten home, I've been bedridden. This is a guy attending a protest in Canberra, Australia. I started feeling unwell on the Friday afternoon. I used paracetamol to push through on Saturday, but since then I have not been right. My throat is like nothing I've ever experienced. Total agony. The tips of my ears are peeling and burnt. My chest has an infection. My ears and eyes, my eyes and ears are sore and swollen, but my throat is an incredible hell of sharp pain. I've thrown a full course of antibiotics at it and nothing has changed. I've been to nearly every rally in 2 years, hugged tens of thousands of people, no worries. But at this event, they used the LRAD, the long-range acoustic device. This is like exotic weaponry here. Fairly new out of the labs. They've had it for some time, but now they're wheeling it out and using it against dissenting voices. In conjunction with aerosols and radiation poisoning, this is so wrong and the evil of these bastards. These are literally acts of war. I've been in bed now for 3 days. I have a doc appointment by Zoom in an hour. Keep you all posted. Anyone else sick? Listen to this woman here.
Quite a lot of us have been burnt here over the weekend, and I do have sunburn too.
Yep.
But the first day I had a hat and sunscreen on, and my lips just broke out, and these blisters, these feel more like chemical burns.
Yep.
And these lips, some of the old, it's not affecting everyone the same, obviously. All our bodies are different.
Yep.
So there were people in a first aid tent that were holding their ground because they had sick people there. And they've got the blue shirt police that were fairly friendly.
Yeah.
In under the circumstances. And then you've got these other black ones. Our country's in distress. The fucking show is not as important as our parliament being taken over by foreign corporate entities, and these people are protecting the show instead of us. So I don't know what happened to that woman. These evil men in black got her. She was on her knees peacefully, and they're just yelling and screaming at her. They've got the dog going. I don't know if the dog got her, but one woman, I could have taken her down on my own. Not fucking 10 guys, I don't know, you know, like 6 guys on this woman. Yeah. And a fucking dog threatening her as well. It's just too much for me. Our Australian people, and we're all cooked, we're literally fried. And did I think I'd ever want to talk on a camera looking like this?
Yeah.
People need to see this. Some of the old people, we've tell everyone that you can just to take a photo, so we've got that evidence of like,
yeah,
this is something not natural. We don't know if they're using weapons against their own people. Is what
they
it
are.
Seems like.
They are.
And just watching that is something to watch it on TV, but to see it.
To actually experience something like that.
Protesters, the Australian people who have come to petition their government,
yeah,
for help because they're under duress from corporations.
They don't care about you. They want you dead, lady. Sorry to inform you.
The medical mafia with do against love. They only know how to work against hatred.
All right, it cuts off right there, guys. But Australian Federal Police using sound weapon on Canberra convoy protesters. This is called a long-range acoustic device. We've talked about this. This is what literally happens when they send, they bathe you in frequencies, right? Electromagnetic frequencies, microwaves. It's all kinds of range devices they have now. This used to be like, you know, considered exotic, you know, newly developed technology, maybe, I don't know, 10 years ago, something like that. They've been working on it for some time. This should be the biggest news story in the country and the subject of criminal inquiry. The photo above was taken in Canberra on Saturday, February 12th, 2022, as ordinary Australians protested outside Parliament House against vaccine mandates. Note the headgear worn by some officers and either the headphones or earmuffs worn by the officer closest to the device. Here it is, right? Evidence that the AFD used LRAD, long-range acoustic devices, against peaceful protesters in Canberra on Saturday. Look at this here.
The police have deployed against moms and dads and children. There are children in this crowd. Come on, guys, film it. Put on the news. Look at the weapons in front of Parliament. They've deployed supersonic weapons. There are kids in this crowd. Same with the mainstream media.
Yeah, but they gotta keep you safe. They gotta keep you healthy and safe. That's what this is about, right?
The mainstream media cowards. Come on, mate.
Now, this was confirmed as well. There was a hearing in Australia, and they were talking about this. And there's yet more, of course, more details to come out. But here is the
Senate Legal and Constitutional Affairs Legislation Committee discussing this. Listen to this.
Questions are coming from a constituent. In relation to the convoy to Canberra protest activity at Parliament House just last weekend, pictures of the day appear to show some types of devices at the front of Parliament House in between the entry to Parliament and Parliament lawns where the protest was in fact occurring. Can you confirm whether the AFP had long-range acoustic devices at Parliament House on Saturday?
That would be something that is our police methodology, which we would have to look at some sort of public interest immunity claim, Senator.
Is there any, surely it's in the public interest to know whether or not they were there without delving too much into
it? I'd have to, if I could take that on notice, I'd have to get advice.
Okay, I'd be happy. I understand. I'd be happy for that. And also, if you could tell us what type they were, please.
Sure.
And can you confirm whether or not they were used at any point?
Sure. That would be something that is our police methodology, which we would have to look at some sort of public interest immunity claim.
Australian police authorities buying up sound weapons. This is back in May 2016, and oh boy, do they like to use them against their own population. That's what it was about all along. Look at this here.
It's unbelievable. It's got 18,000, and it's actually thrown the fucking meter out.
Yeah.
Wow. 16,000, 19,000.
I've never seen it that high in my life.
Me ever.
I've never seen it that high in my fucking life.
That is getting fucking fried. That is getting microwaved.
Look,
it's dropped out on peak.
Yeah.
20,000.
Yeah.
So what's that? 20 times the legal amount of EMF reading.
Yeah, it's more than I've ever seen in my life, ever. I've never seen more than that.
Yep, there you go. Good stuff, huh? So this is why I said, as I said earlier, I think they think they have this in the bag. That's why they're increasingly step over their boundaries. They increasingly just don't care anymore. They think, of course, the people that they already have and manipulated and the people that always will obey and submit, they're not too worried about them. They can just literally tell them whatsoever. I mean, if they would introduce an anal swab tomorrow, they'd all go line up. They'll all do it. 5 booster shots a year, no problem. Whatever you can literally convince them to do anything at this point, and they would do it. Actually, you don't have to convince them. You just tell them what to do, and they would do it. But the other segment, the more troublesome part of the population, they don't care. They don't even care if we know that they know. They know that we know that they know, and they just continue. They continue to lie. They continue to make it up. And then when you go and protest, well, they whip out exotic weaponry and they microwave or bathe you in acoustic frequencies, right? There's devices that can cause you to throw up and like all kinds of weird shit that they're using. And again, these system enforcers, it's just unbelievable that they're just lining up and doing this, right? They're just lining up and obeying and following orders and doing what they're told. I haven't listened to this yet. Another eyewitness has testified that he was experiencing symptoms consistent with those caused by an LRAD on the day of the protest. Let's check this one out.
G'day, everyone. Just letting a lot of people know that the Australian Federal Police are now under investigation for using that LRAD machine. G'day, Saturday, everyone. Cutting all our videos and stuffing all our phone interruptions and everything going on. I had massive headaches on the Saturday morning before the march, and I'm just starting to think and wonder if they were using that fucking machine anywhere around near the camps. Did anyone else have headaches Saturday morning before the march? If so, let me know. I'm going to go see a lawyer. Now we have proof that they were using it. They've admitted using it on the Saturday at the protest. They're actually under investigation at the moment. I've got the video down on my post. Go and have a look.
All right, so you get the idea. So some testimonies coming out, how people are feeling about it. I'm not surprised at all. This will just, you know, they will whip out anything they have in their arsenal, any kind of experimental shit. And if you think this is bad,
I mean, again, you know, this is they are not going to be able to keep the lid on this, and the more they violate, the more they turn weaponry against their own population like this, I believe ultimately the more and more people will wake up and turn against their governments becomes very obvious and clear to them what these people want, where they stand, and this is what we do. And this is what you know. This is the current stage that we're at. It's not about overthrowing anybody or becoming violent or anything like that. This is about just doing normal things that they allowed for, you know, actually not even any other protest movement in that sense, because they allowed tremendous violence during the BLM protests, right? West-wide, tons of Western countries had all these BLM protests that turned violent, and it was fine then. It was no emergency declaration used, and they burned vehicles. Their movement have literally killed people, hunted down people in the streets. They've killed cops. They've set things on fire, you know. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. That doesn't matter. That's fine. Because they're not a threat. Because they're part of the establishment. Because they're part of backing up and pushing things in a direction which these globalist scum want. So now it's about doing the things that, back to that Ottawa woman again, that triggers them. And it doesn't mean that that's the end of the road or whatever, but it means that's a good step right now. Continue and be peaceful. Don't do anything. And let them overstep their boundaries. Show the rest of the world who these people are. Right? That's what it's about. And yes, in some cases, you have to put yourself in harm's way to do that. That's just how it goes. But look, the world that they want for us and the world that they are creating for us and building us for us right now is a million times worse than the things we're experiencing like this. You know, there'll be complete control. We'll be utter, I mean, complete slaves. I mean, there will be literally no free will left anymore if they get their way. But, you know, again, as we said before, a large part of this is to do away with the undesirables. Check out this one here. This is from, we're down under there. It's from New Zealand. $330 fine. Your offense is COVID-19 testing non-compliance. If you refuse to get swabbed, you'll be fined. If you refuse to put this PCR test with God knows what kind of weird terra grippers or genomic sequencing will come out of that at the end. Or what was it even like some of the phthalate shit that they put on there? There was like some toxic chemical, of course, that they put on the swabs, right? Well, we'll fine you. So again, there's a few of these countries that are like mostly embedded into the World Economic Forum Agenda 2030 Sustainable Development Goals. You know, countries they're embedded into that system. They were all global young leaders under the World Economic Forum. Jacinda Ardern, Justin Trudeau, Canada, all these people. Even France, right? Macron was part of it too. But it gets worse. We're going to wrap up here soon, but check this one out. A couple of things right here at the end. Poster for Hulu Searchlight movie Fresh is as disgusting as the movie itself and genius. It's starting March 4th on Hulu, a totally disgusting movie, just like the poster. Disney Searchlight bought as a gift for Hulu. Fresh has an 85 score on Rotten Tomatoes. Other critics or bloggers obviously liked it. They certainly aren't vegetarians. The premise of this movie is that Sebastian Stan plays a doctor who kidnaps women, vivisects them, is that what it says? Eats pieces of them or sells them off and eventually kills them. It ain't the meat, it's the motion, is the sung. It's not sung at any point. So there it is, Fresh right there. Original film, March 4th, only on Hulu. So did Disney, I guess Disney bought them then? I guess we can play one little other clip here at the end too, a little anti-white segment here on your Disney Plus, right? I mean, look, the human. Why are we so resistant to eating human meat? What? There's really no logical explanation for it. These moral qualms is a mystery. We need to do away with that. Like, yeah, this is to slowly get you used to the idea, right? Anyway, check out this anti-white shit on Disney here. Speak up, speak up, speak up, you got the Oh, I'm sorry. Let me take that from the beginning. I was halfway through there. Here we go.
Bye, Mom. Hey, Gabrielle. I didn't know that was your mom. Your skin is so much darker than hers. Hold it. Did that comment make you feel uncomfortable? That's a microaggression.
What's a microaggression?
A microaggression is when someone says or does something that makes you feel bad. Sometimes just because you're a race. But you know what? He's wrong. You should be proud of your skin. It's what makes you, you. I know just how you feel, Mommy. Fat is blue. He said that awful thing and you don't know what to do. That's not okay to say about your beautiful skin. To find your voice and your power within. Speak up. Speak up. Because you got something to say. Speak up. Speak up. Or it's okay to walk away. Speak up. Speak up. Because you got something to say. Speak up. Speak up. Or it's okay to walk away.
I gotta feel your hair. It's such an unusual texture.
Disney Junior creates new song about racial microaggressions aimed at toddlers. The feature song Speak Up showcased a child acting surprise another child as a parent with darker skin. Other examples include white parents wanting to touch a black child's hair and black children being told that he doesn't talk like other black kids. Rise up, sing out. this is the clip that you you unfortunately just had to watch right there. But that's fine. It's you know, critical race theory and all this shit that they're pushing. It's not about singling out white people. It's not anti-white in any way. I didn't see any anti-white things in this at all. It never ends. Never ends. All right. You get the idea. You know what this is about. Someone even said, too, of course, regarding the hand there. Oh, that pedo again. It says, of course, it's a white hand. Okay. Now it's not diversity, right? You're gonna eat human flesh? Well, who are you gonna eat? Let's eat those white people. All right, boys and girls, thanks so much for joining us today. Do appreciate you. Hope you enjoyed the show. We're gonna be back with more here soon. Of course, we have a couple of things in the pipeline. We do have some guests we're gonna book in, but either we'll be back tomorrow, possibly if we have a new video out. We're working on that. Hopefully, it'll be out tomorrow. If not, later in the week. Flashback Friday. Otherwise, as usual, is up next. We thank you for your support. Thank everyone over on Entropy for joining us there and Odyssey as well. We appreciate you guys. We'll be back with more soon. Until then, of course, hold the line, take care, stay steady, and don't waver. Don't do anything stupid. Don't do anything rash, but be brave and do the right thing. And you've not seen anything yet. We're going to get through this. See you guys next time.
Do you love Red Ice? Want more? Get access to exclusive material by signing up for a Red Ice membership. You'll be able to watch Weekend Warrior, our flagship show, the second hour of interviews, and other special feature videos only for subscribers. Were you a member and we lost you along the way? Renew! We love and appreciate you guys and gals and cannot do this without you. Help us be a sane voice, a lighthouse in the sea of insanity. As times get tougher, as people are searching for answers, they're going to need content like Red Ice. A little of all your support can go a long way. Thank you.